Skill F, placing steps in a sequence. 1. Computer science.
Robots are very popular these days. We see movies and television shows in which robots move, speak, and have personalities that are almost human. Like R2-D2 and C-3PO in Star Wars, and Data from the Star Trek TV series. In real life, there are robot dogs, robots that walk on two legs like a person, robots that clean your house, and robots that work in factories to help build cars. What exactly is a robot? That's a surprisingly difficult question. Different people have different ideas. One famous scientist said, "I can't define a robot, but I know one when I see one." The easiest definition is that a robot is something most people say is a robot. However, people who build robots have a more precise definition. They say a robot must have a reprogrammable brain, in other words, a computer that moves a body. The vast majority of robots have several features in common. First of all, almost all robots have a movable body. Some move only by wheels, and some have many movable parts that are joined together. These parts are usually metal or plastic. Secondly, robots have some sort of actuator. That's actuator. And this actuator spins their wheels or moves their parts. An actuator could be an electric motor, or a hydraulic system, or compressed gas, which we call a pneumatic system. Some robots use all these actuator types: motors, hydraulics, and pneumatic systems. And third, robots need a power source for their actuators. They could have a battery, or they could plug into a wall.
Number 1. The instructor explains the features that robots have in common. Summarize his remarks by putting the features in the correct order they were mentioned. One answer will not be used. Number 2. According to the speaker, which of the following words are associated with robots? Choose two answers. Number 3. What does an actuator do? Number 4. Why does the professor say this?
Robots are very popular these days. We see movies and television shows in which robots move, speak, and have personalities that are almost human.